There aren't many ways to relax in North Korea. Here at the country's new ski resort, fun is accessed via a military-style checkpoint and a creaky 40-minute crawl up the mountain. There's plenty of room on the slopes. This is a hobby reserved for North Korea's elite. But there are signs in English, high-tech swipe cards for skiers, and Western alcohol on the menu. North Korea is hoping to attract foreign tourists too. Jean Lee was one of the first foreigners to use the slopes. She used to work as a journalist in North Korea, so she filmed it.
It's hard to get the locals to talk, but in this particular circumstance, they were chasing me down. So we had skiers waiting for us at every turn, grilling us with questions about how to snowboard.
North Korea's young leader has put a lot of money into promoting sports and fun in general. But he also likes to spend the country's meager income on nuclear weapons and a huge standing army. And the sanctions that are meant to curb that haven't stopped high-tech luxuries like foreign ski equipment from turning up here. South Korea has been trying to attract tourists to its ski resorts for years. North Korea's selling point, of course, is that it is so unknown and so isolated. But will this new kind of sports diplomacy help to open up the regime there, or just to bankroll it? No North Korean athletes have qualified for the Sochi Games, but the country's Olympic representative has already expressed ambitions to host future tournaments here. Too late for the 2018 Winter Olympics, though. That bid went to South Korea.